La Nina conditions are marked by cooler than normal waters in the Pacific Ocean near the equator. Those waters impact our jet stream, which impacts the weather. Jeff Boyne, a forecaster with the National Weather Service in La Crosse, says this is a moderate to strong La Nina weather pattern. It's already played a role in our snowy cold winter and could delay the start to our spring.
We are more apt to see a slower green up and a slower rise in the temperatures in the early spring. That doesn't mean that we're not going to see a few days where it's above normal and fairly nice spring days, but overall the general trend will be colder than normal.
While temperatures tend to be cooler than normal, the impact on precipitation is more difficult to predict. This is our 15th La Nina since 1950. The last was in 2001.
That spring actually did go that way. The overall spring ended up being above normal, but the first part of the spring was fairly cool.
And as the old Wisconsin saying goes, if you don't like the weather, stick around. It will change.
If this La Nina does continue into the summer, typical La Nina summers are hotter and drier.
Reporting in Nielsville, this is Paul Knopf on the Wisconsin Radio Network.